This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Dirt, drama, despair. It's all right here, baby, on Email Wednesday with Jeff and Amanda on KRZ.
Rather than read the email, let me just explain it in story form. Imagine you began a new job back in January or so, and you were in an office type setting with other women. You hit it off during orientation. You all became friends and you're sending each other personal text messages. And then all of a sudden, everybody stopped talking to you. And it felt like they were having secret conversations that you were not in on. You actually confront them and they don't even respond.
It became obvious that there was a different group chat that was just you were not a part of.
So the woman wrote us. She said, my question is, am I thinking too deep into this or are they really showing red flags? I truly thought we were all friends and I'm hurt. So she's looking for hopefully a good idea on where to go from here.
So a lot of our text messages are saying, no, this is lousy. You are not imagining it. This is all very real.
Right.
And Laura says, I'm going to go out on a limb and say you absolutely need to have friends at work. It just makes the experience more enjoyable when
absolutely.
You have a great team. Also, Lyndon said, yeah, these people are not her friends. They're acting like middle schoolers. She needs to just move on and crush it at work without them.
Okay, let's hear from a Grubhub driver.
I moved on. I was in the same situation.
All right, so what would you do?
Maybe she can, you know, become a Grubhub driver or an Uber Eats driver. You know, you have no one breathing down your back, you know. You don't
there
have to worry about anyone. The customers are all nice.
All right, there you go. I don't think she's looking to change occupations, but it's a thought. Anyway, was there a consensus?
It was somewhere between confront them because you have nothing left to lose and find a new friend. No one thinks that she's making this up.
Okay.
Everyone agrees something shady is going on here. They're not being kind to you. This is not in your head.